Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks opened modestly lower this morning amid ongoing fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 400 points in the first few minutes of trading.
Investors are getting some of the first concrete evidence of the pandemic's economic toll. Initial claims for unemployment jumped more than 30% last week, and that was before some of the most aggressive efforts to address the outbreak forced many businesses across the country to shut their doors. Major stock indexes fell more than 2% in the opening minutes of trading. The administration has proposed cushioning the downturn by quickly sending $1,000 to every adult and $500 to every child, with more money to follow. Overnight, the Federal Reserve also announced more emergency measures aimed at preventing a run on money market mutual funds. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump will be speaking with the nation's governors today about the virus. NPR's Brian Naylor says he'll be holding a conference call from the headquarters of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is now operating at level one status.
FEMA defines level one as an incident that requires an extreme amount of direct federal assistance. Trump's action indicates the government is ramping up its response to the pandemic. Juliet Kam, a former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, says the step is overdue.
We can apologize later for overreacting. It's really, really hard to tell someone who's lost someone why the government underreacted.
Responding to a pandemic is a new role for FEMA, best known for responding to natural disasters. The agency's been sending incident management teams to the states to assist them in dealing with the crisis and is likely to send more in the days ahead. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
As government officials urge people to stay at home to avoid the coronavirus, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is taking steps to shelter the city's homeless. Garcetti says working with the Red Cross, L.A. will provide 6,000 emergency beds at recreation centers.
As we ask people to remain safe at home, we know that too many Angelenos don't even have that option. They have no home to go to. If we do not act now, this pandemic could see our homeless population disproportionately affected, and they already disproportionately have the underlying health conditions that make them the most susceptible to morbidity.
Garcetti says he's working to set up about 1,600 emergency beds by this weekend. Officials with Immigration and Customs Enforcement say that agents will stop arresting people except in important criminal cases. The agency is citing coronavirus fears for the suspension. ICE officials say they'll focus on individuals who pose a public safety risk. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 275 points. The Nasdaq is up 65 points. You're listening to NPR. Greece handed over the Olympic flame for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics in a drastically scaled-down ceremony today. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that coronavirus fears kept away high-ranking Japanese officials and athletes.
The handover took place in the Panathenaic Stadium in Athens, the site of the first modern Olympics in 1896. The torch was lit a week ago in ancient Olympia, the birthplace of the Games. Spectators were banned from that ceremony for the first time in decades. Hundreds of torchbearers were supposed to take the torch through Greece, but the relay was called off when a large crowd gathered in Sparta. Japanese officials insist that the Tokyo Olympics will go on as planned on July 24th. But a fear is rising of coronavirus infection, so is speculation that the Games will be canceled or postponed. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
President Trump says he will formally nominate the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget to officially hold the office. Russ Vogt has been acting in the OMB job since January 2011. He took over from then-director Mick Mulvaney. He quit to become the acting White House chief of staff. The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is pounding the central United States. Blizzard warnings are posted in parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. Winter weather advisories are also posted as far north as Minnesota. The Weather Service says that in the south, severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes are expected today. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.